let me give thanks to God because of this beautiful time that the Lord has given us. Gunde. For sure, it is the Lord who purposes times and seasons. He purposes everything according to his design and according to his will and purpose. And there is nothing wrong, nothing good, but whatever the Lord purposes. Everything is good because it's the Lord who purposes it. That's why when we are preaching about the election of God, we preach that there is election that has been done time before the foundation of the world. So when we are talking about election, you elect some to goodness and some to badness. It's election to be left to yourself. It's election to be one of the elect to inherit the kingdom of God. So don't just be persuaded if somebody just to say that I do preach about election, grace, election. Because one can preach about election, but what is the specific election is he was speaking about? Who is the elector? Why being elected? What way is the elected being served? Before the foundation of the world, God had a plan and purpose and will. And he made it clear that there should be one, the elected, ready to inherit the kingdom of God, and the one elected, ready to inherit damnation. And to be an elected person, it's God himself who did it. To be an elected person is God too that he did it. Thank God because of his election upon us that we can hear and see the beauty of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have been in the book of John chapter 18 for some months. Last Friday, we were on verse 37 and
38.
And today is just a continuation from where we ended. Whereby it was a conversation between Pilate the king and the judge and Jesus Christ, the Most High King. Pilate was a king. He was a judge. He was a governor. He met with Christ Jesus. Christ is the Most High King.
Yes,
he's a high judge. Very honored judge. King above all kings. Judge above all judges. Now the high judge met with the junior judge. The Most High King meeting with just a mere king. The honor of government meet with a governor, a junior governor.
mwili wake wa ulo mlilo akumana ndiwa unyono wa ulo mlilo.
So they made and have a conversation. Now the governor is asking the king the most high.
Jeno of Oduna ilibikusa za ukumu imenendia yiku kwa mili.
Here, see the question that this governor, judge, King Pilate asked.
Amationa zimene Pilato ngadu oweruza akufusa.
Verse 38.
Isiyake number 38.
Pilate says unto him, what is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews and said unto them, I found in him no fault at all.
Verse number 38. Pilato nena kwa iye, chona di itiani. Ipo kwa mena nena isi, alamu utanso kwa iwa. Naena nao. Ine sili peza kwa se chikuwa mwa iye.
Last Friday, I was saying that Christ is the truth. And he showed, he revealed himself to the people that he is the truth. But Pilate, the governor, is meeting with the truth and asks the truth, what is the truth?
Komano Pilato amene ali ndunayo akufusa Yesu Kristu kuti chona ndiyo ndi chani.
Here fully shows that Pilate was not knowing whom exactly Christ is.
Apa sikuonetsa kuti Pilato sakudziwa kuti Yesu uyo ndi ndani kwenikweni.
So he was expecting Christ to preach to him.
Ndiye amayembekeza kuti Yesu akhoza kumulalikira iyeyo.
He was expecting Christ to answer him.
Amayembekeza kuti Yesu Kristu akhoza kumuyankha.
But because it was the time of the Lord,
koma chikondi nali nthawi yake ya Mulungu,
Jesus kept silence to Pilate.
Yesu akukhala chete kwa Pilato.
That makes the governor Pilate to see that this one is without sin.
Zimene zimumpangitsa Pilato kuti amene munthu uyu ndosachimwa.
And they found him to be clean and without sin.
Ndipo anamuona iye kukhala munthu wachiyero wopanda chimwa.
This is fully who Jesus Christ is.
Izi zimaonetsa chimene Yesuyo alili.
Because Christ is sinless.
Ndipo Yesuyo ndosachimwa.
He sinned no more. He sinned
not.
For example, when we read Matthew chapter 27, verse 14 says,
Matthew 27, verse number 14.
Because he had nothing compared to what Pilate was thinking, that Pilate Christ would have answered him. But this doesn't mean that Christ had no words. It doesn't mean that Christ fails to answer the question of
Pilate.
Christ is the answer of every question that a man meets with.
Yesu Kristu ndi yankho la mafunso onse amene munthu akhulumana nawo.
Whatever keeps stranded a man, Christ is the answer.
Chimene chimapangitsa munthu kukhala jenkha, Yesu Kristu ndiye yankho chimenechi.
But Christ kept quiet so that the scriptures might be fulfilled.
Koma Yesu anakhala chete kuti mawuwo akwaniritsidwe.
So that the scriptures might be fulfilled that people should crucify him. Now we see Pilate meeting with the Jews outside the judgment
hall.
And Pilate saying to the people, this man is without sin. So if the pagan is seeing Christ without sin, but why the religion is pointing to Christ as a sinner? This simply fully shows that the enemy of the gospel, the enemy of Jesus Christ, were the Jews, the religion.
David, you want to know what he did? Then you
So it was very difficult for the Jew to come to the Lord and believe the gospel. It is very difficult for the religion to believe the true gospel. If you are one of them that believe this gospel, then it is blessed that I've done the work. It will not please God to reveal Christ to you. You will never come out from the bondage that you are in. Before it pleased God to reveal Christ to us, we are bound. We are sinners. Very wretched people. Very blind people. And will never tolerate things of God. But when God was pleased to reveal Christ to us, He takes us out from the bondage and gives birth to us with His blood. And we are clean because of His blood. But without blood, there is no remission of the sins. Because Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11:22. Hebrews chapter 11:22. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel, and gave commandment concerning his bones. Here is speaking about Joseph and the prophecy that he prophesied about the departing out from the bondage of the children of Israel. Which means Joseph knows that the time is coming whereby the people who are bound to come out from the bondage. No matter what, how many days, years passed, but time will come to come out from the bondage. Before it pleased God to reveal Christ in us, we were the opposers, we were the people against this gospel. We have been torturing the message, the gospel. But blessed is the Lord because of the hope that set forth before us, that time will come when we hear this gospel and preach it. We are here today preaching Christ and Him crucified, because it was written that the elect will come out from the bondage that they were bound in. So it is the work done by God Himself. So we see Christ keeping quiet to the governor because it was worth it for him to be crucified. So it was that to continue pointing at Christ so our scriptures might be fulfilled.
Je ukala chetego ndikwenda kuna pangitsa kuti ayuda atungitsikeke kumuloka zala Yesu kuti Yesuyo apatibide ndicholinga chake.
But even though the outsiders, the Jews, were appointing Christ as a fault, sinful, but Christ was without sin. Let's go to verse 39. John 18:39 says, but ye have a custom. This is Pilate speaking, addressing to the people, that I should release unto you one at the Passover. Will ye therefore that I release unto you the King of the Jews?
Yohane 18, verse number 39. Kwa mulinao makhalidwe, uyundipilato akulankhula kwa Ayuda. Akuti ndimamasulira inu mmodzi pa Pasika. Kodi mufuna tsono kuti ndimasulire inu mfumu ya Ayuda?
Now it's another thing, another story, another message that Pilate is speaking to the people, addressing the message.
Ikitani kuchina, mtenga wina, umene pilato, akupi chitsatso kwa wanthu kuti awawuzidza uthenga.
He's speaking about the custom. Before Christ came into this world, there was a custom that was in the Jews. God made that custom already before the existence of Christ in the body. The custom was like this. If somebody has been arrested, during the time of Passover, one should be set free. Now the question might be like this. Was the custom that set the man free, or the Passover that sets that man free?
Kodi ndichikhalidwe chimene munthu chimamumasula kapena ndi Pasika imene imamumasula munthu uyu?
Because there is two things that is happening here.
Chifukwa pali zinthu ziwiri zimene zikuoneka.
Number one, there is custom that is among the people.
Choyamba ndichikhalidwe chimene chili pakati pa anthu.
Number two, there is Passover among the people.
Chachiwiri pali Pasika pakati pa anthu omweyo.
So there is Passover and there is custom.
Definitely Pasika wasn't the Caribbean.
Custom and Passover is pointing to each other, face to face. Now, between the Passover and the custom, there is people arrested. And right there is others screaming themselves that they are clean outside the cell. Now there is a king that is overruling the Passover and the custom. Before we proceed, let us see the Passover. Who is the owner of the Passover? Exodus chapter 12, verse 1 says,
Exodus chapter 12, verse 1 says,
Exodus chapter 12, and the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, verse 2, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. 3. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers, and a lamb for an house.
chisoro cha matoro verse 1 ndipo Yehova anena ndi Mose ndi Aaron dziko la Egypto ndikuti mwezi uno uzikhala waini woyamba wa miyezi muziyesa mwezi woyamba wa chaka mulankhule ndi msonkhano wonse wa Israeli ndikuti tsiku la khumi la mwezi uno adzitengere munthu yense mwana wankhosa monga mwa babanja atete awo mwana wankhosa babanja.
Let us see the characters and attributes of the lamb that is to be bound.
Ndiye tiyang'ane zichitochito zimene zili pa mwana wankhosayo amene akuyeta ali womangidwa.
That is verse 5 whereby it says, your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats.
Verse number 5. Mwana wankhosa wanu azikhala wangwiro wamamuna wachaka chimodzi muziteka nkhosa kapena kumbuzi.
So here you see the people who were rearing these rams were to be experts of seeing the lamb that is without blemish ready to be sacrificed.
Ndi apa tiona kuti anthu amene ali woyenera kupereka nkhosazo amene akhale owonetsa kuti nkhosayo ndi yabwino yopanda chilema.
Without blemish because it's a picture of Jesus Christ without sin.
Yopanda chilema chikuti chithunzi cha Yesu Khristu amene alibe tchimo.
A male of the first year as the picture of Jesus Christ, the begotten of the Father.
Yaivuna yaimene liyoyamba imene ndiyo Yesu Khristu mwamuna amene ali mwana wa Mulungu Atate.
And the other thing says, that is in verse 6, the use of that lamb.
Ndiyechina yikupezeka verse number 6 imene ntchito ya nkhosa imene.
And how will this lamb that is without blemish, that is without spot, a male of first year, how will he conclude the journey?
Ndiyeno apa tufuna afuna aonetse kuti nkhosa imene imene yopanda banga yaimuna yoyamba imene tufuna tione kuti imapanga imene imalize bwanji ulendo wake.
Verse 6. And he shall keep it until the fourth day of the Sabbath, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall hear it in the evening.
Verse number 6. Ndiwo mukhayenaye chisungire kufikira tsiku la khumi ndi chinayi la mwezi womwe ndipo bungwe lonse la anthu a Israeli lizimupha madzulo.
God instituted this Passover himself.
Yesu mwini wake ndi amene akupanga za Paska amene.
And he had a design and plan and purpose and ways of doing this kind of work of Passover.
Ndiye iye mwini akuonetsa dongosolo ndi ntchito zonse zimene zingakhalepo pa tsiku limeneli la Paska.
If the Passover is with you, make sure you keep it.
Ngati Paska wafika pa inu yesetsani musunge.
If the lamb has been caught and is in your hands, keep it safe until the time of killing it.
Ndipo ngati nkhosayo yafika mʼmanja mwanu isungeni bwino mpaka tsiku imeita pedwe.
When Christ was bound in the Garden of Gethsemane,
Yesu Kristu adamangidwa mʼmunda wa Getsemani,
they never just found Christ in that Garden of Gethsemane and killing like this.
Sanangopeza Yesu mʼmunda wa Getsemani ndi kumupha komwe kwayi.
They kept him until the exact time and place of killing him.
Anamusunga mpaka kufika pa malo oyenererawo ndi nthawi yake.
That's why verse 6 says, keep it until the fourth day of the Sabbath, and the whole assembly of the congregation shall hear it in the morning.
It's better than verse 6, you know, that you can just sing it. If you get to the community tonight, I'm going to go away. If you go away, you're going to go away.
It was not to be killed by one man. It was to be killed by the vast, the mass group of people.
There
is a whole assembly of the congregation hearing crying the love during the evening time.
Ndipo makhala mpingo onse pamodzi kusonkhana kuti uphemphosayo pa nthawi yake ya madzulo.
Which means the whole assembly agrees to kill the lamb during the evening time.
Ndiye kuti mkumano onsewo umakambirana chinthu chimodzi kuti udzapha nkhosayo nthawi yake ya madzulo.
Even the assembly, whole assembly meets, but if it is during the day, they had no business of killing. Let the lamb be kept, sir.
Ndipo akhale anthu atakumana masana samayenera kupha nkhosayo amazisungabe nkhosazo kutera nthawi yake kuti ziphedwe.
They wanted to keep itself until the exact time of killing so that the scriptures might be fulfilled in time to come.
Ndipo amazisunga paka nthawi yake itakwana kuti mawu akwaniritsidwe anthawi yake yakupha nkhosayo.
Because this whole process was the picture of Jesus Christ to be caught and bound and ready to be killed and slaughtered during the exact time on the cross.
Number
two, the whole congregation killing the ram, picturizing, typifying the masses of people assembling together to kill Christ on the cross.
Chachiwiri, kula wanthu limene likuimira kuti lidzakwana pamodzi kupha nkhosayo, likuimira kulosera wanthu limene akopereza kumupereka Yesuyo kuti apachidwe pa mtanda.
When they said the whole assembly, it means whole assembly. Which means you never point others and leave others outside. When we are saying the whole assembly kill Christ, kill the Lamb, it means the whole people, the assembly kill Christ. It means even myself kill Christ.
Ndiye kuti onse akugomeretseka kupha Yesuyo, ndiye kuti ngakhale ine amene ndine woyeneraso kupha nawo Yesuyo.
Brethren, whomsoever is here listening to this gospel, agreed, and we send our representatives to kill Christ in our absence.
Ndipo tonse amene tikubva lero uthengawo, ndife amene tidatumiza nthumwi kuti ikatiphere Yesuyo mʼmalo mwaife.
Simply, we kill Christ together as an assembly and an agreement so that the scriptures might be fulfilled. So, this is verse 8. Now let us see verse 7 of Exodus chapter 12. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door posts on the house wherein they shall eat in. Now there is a means of blood shedding.
Verse number 7. Ndipo azitenga komwazi nawo pake paphuthu sambali ndi yapamwamba nyumba zimene adyeramo.
There is blood. Which means there is a house where they should eat the meat, but outside there should be blood. Blood is a message. So blood is the message. It is the gospel. That is the blood of Jesus Christ, the message of the elect.
Ndekuti mwaziwo ndi uthenga umene ukamba Yesu Khristu kwa iwo amene ali osankhidwa.
That's why when we read Hebrews chapter 9 says,
Hebrews chapter 9, verse 19, 20, 21,
and 22. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 19.
Hebrews chapter 9, verse number 19.
For when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and of goats with water and scarlet wool at his side, and sprinkled both the book and all the people.
I have buried chapter 9, verse number 19. Pakuti pamene Mose anayankhulira anthu onse lamulo lililonse monga mwachilamulo, anatenga madzi wa ana ang'ombe ndi mbuzi pamodzi ndi madzi ndi ubweya wofiira ndi hisope nawaza buku lomwe ndi anthu onse.
This is the message of the blood of calves.
Uwu ndi uthenga wa madziwo.
Verse number 20, saying, this is the blood of the testament which God has enjoined unto you.
Verse number 20, nati uwu ndi mwazi wa chipangano Mulungu adakulamulirani.
Blood of the testament.
Uwu ndi mwazi wa chipangano.
Verse 21, moreover, he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry. He sprinkled the blood. He explained about the blood is the message. Blood is the gospel. The blood is purifying and changing the people.
Maziwo ndi umene ukutsuka ndi kuwasambitsa wanthu.
Verse 22. And all things are by the law purged with blood. And without shedding of blood is no remission.
Verse 2. Ndipo monga mwachilamulo zitsala zinthu pang'ono zitayeretsedwa ndi mwazi, ndipo opanda kukhetsa mwazi ndibe kumasuka.
So there is no remission of the sins without the shedding of blood. Which means the blood is the substance. Blood is the message. That is remissioning the sins of the people. Matthew 26, verse 28.
Matthew 26, verse number 28.
Blood is the message.
Mwazi ndi uthenga.
Blood is the ordinary gospel.
Mwazi ndi uthenga ukhawo.
So when we are speaking about the blood, there is no blood without the owner. Which means when we are saying about the blood, we are saying about Jesus Christ. That Christ is the message. He is the gospel. He is the only hope of the
Israel.
He is the only one that transforms and purifies our sin. Without shedding blood, there is no remission of the sin. Matthew 26, verse 28. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remissions of sins.
Verse number 28. Pakuti ichi ndi chimwazi wanga wapangano otidwa chifukwa cha anthu ambiri kuchotsa machimo.
So you can see here, Christ again is speaking to the disciples about blood.
Apa mukhoza kuona kuti Yesu akulankhula kwa ophunzira zokhudzana ndi mwazi.
That his blood is of the New Testament.
Kuena kuti mwazi wake ndi pangano latsopano.
That is to be shed for many for their remissions of the sins.
Kuti udzakhala kuchotsa ndi kutsuka machimo awa pambiri.
Which means without shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins.
Kuena kuti kupanda kukhetsa mwazi palibe kuchotsa kwa machimo.
Which means when we are saying about the shedding of blood, we are speaking about killing. Without killing Christ, no remissions of the sins. So the message is to kill Christ so that my sins should be purged away. Thank God because of his death on the cross, because it makes me to be a transformed. Because I didn't believe he died on the cross, I would have been the same up to death without sins taken away. So let us go back to the book of John chapter 18, verse 39 that we are in. Here we are saying that there is two things here. There is a custom and there is a Passover. So now the answer is Passover is Christ Jesus. Why was it Passover? It was because there is something that is to pass over somewhere, but stop over somewhere. Because we can't say Passover without stop over. We call it Passover because there is a death, there is the wrath of God that is to pass over the house of the erect and stop over the house of an
erect.
Stop over or come upon the unerected people. Unerected people. But Passover would be done upon the erect people. But the process of passing over, there is the death of the animals, the lamb, but without sin, without
branch.
So this was all about Christ Jesus. That is without blemish. That is very integrity. That is very holy. Now look here. When the Passover is passing over other houses, but there is a custom before the Passover
comes.
The custom to the Jews is that during the day of Passover, the day when animals without blemish should be killed, the day when the blood of the animals will be sprinkled upon their houses, the day when the angel of death will be stopping over upon them and erected and killed
them.
The day when the angels of death shall be killing the unerected people. That time, that day, there is a custom whereby it says, one man from custody should be set free. First of all, the custom was bounding that man, waiting the Passover day to take to come to pass. Before Christ came into this time physically and died on the cross,
yes,
we were bound by the law and kept to serve, waiting for the day of grace. So we were kept safe customarily. When the law comes, comes into this world, he bounds everybody. And we were under the law. The law was pressing us down. And the custom was there. And it kept us quiet and safe. But when Christ came, he saw that a man is bound and the custom is there, keeping him quiet in the law.
Akaona kuti munhu wamangidwa komaso chiramuro chamupanga chikerere mupanga kuti akhale pansi paramuroro.
But the same custom,
komano chikhaidwa chake chomwecho,
it was commanding that during the day of that Passover, one should be set free.
Chiramuro chomwecho chikuenda kuti mutsiku wa Pasika munthu wina awe amasulidwe.
Who is the one?
Mudzioni nani?
The victim.
Osauta.
The one bound. The one without hope. The one in the cell. The one without somebody that can come and speak for him. The one without a lawyer. The law commanded him to be in the prison. The law is keeping him in the prison. But the custom is coming to that person. That's wait. That is the day of Passover coming. And when the Passover meets with that person, there is no stopping. The one who is the Passover will set that person free. And Bible says, the Passover set one man free. What is the Passover? That is Christ. This man is to give thanks to God because of what the Passover has done to that man. Let us read again verse 39. But ye have a custom that one should release unto you, that I should release unto you one at the Passover.
Verse number 39. Kwa mwinayo makhalidwe akuti ndimamasulira inu mmodzi pa Pasika.
And it was like the authority 100% original was in the hands of King Pilate.
Ndezi kuonetsa kuti ulamuliro wonse unali mmanja mwa Pilato.
Pilate was thinking that he is the one having authority to set people free. He was not knowing that it was that Passover that was setting free the one that was bound. The Passover will set a man free. Christ will set a man free.
Yes, Christ will. That's
why the Bible says, if a son sets you free, you'll be free indeed. You'll be free indeed.
Completely free.
So it is the son that sets a man free. It's Christ that is setting a person free. We are free in the blood of Jesus Christ. Christ is the one who sets us free. Without shedding of blood, we are very sinful. We are very wretched. We are very blind. But thank God because of the shedding of blood. Because it was the blood, it is the blood. That is setting a man free. That makes a sinner without hope having hope. A man that was very far from the Lord is having closer to the Lord. song. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Because it is the blood. It is the crucifixion. It is the death. It is the killing. It is this whole process that is making me to be free indeed. Why am I boasting? There is nothing that I did on my own for myself to be transformed or to be cleaned or to be saved. Christ is my salvation.
Yes, we can.
That's why somebody sing a song number 5. What can wash away my sin?
Chitani.
Chitani.
Chitani. Chitani. Chitani.
Chitani. Chitani. Chitani. Chitani. Chitani. Chitani. Chitani.
Pascha is at a peak by faith.
Passover is before us. We are seeing the Passover are four of us.
Pascha is not a thing of life. Pascha is not a thing of life.
But there is a bounding that I was bound.
Koma parali kumangidwa kumene ndinamangidwa nako.
Bounded by the devil, by the law, I was bound.
Kumangidwa ndi satana ndi lamulo koma nawo mangidwa.
But the Passover has been set that there is such day, time whereby there will be a Passover.
Komano Paskayo inango ikido kuti pali nthawi iri ndi tsiku iri rimene Paska idzakhala.
Now I'm going to the day, time, and second and minute where the Passover will meet with me.
Ndiye tsopano tikuwanikira ku nthawi imene Paskayo idzakumana ndi ine.
I'm meeting with the Passover while bound.
Ndikukumana ndi Paska kumene ndili omangidwa.
But thank God there is a custom that is commanding me to be set free because of the Passover.
Komandiyamika kwapeza pali chikhaliro imene kundipanga kuti masulidwe pa tsiku la Pascha.
It was not Pilate that was setting people free. It was that Passover that had power upon a person to be set free.
Sanali Pilato bali ndi mphamvu yomasula, koma ndi Pascha imene ndi mphamvu yoti ipange wina kuti amasulidwe.
We are free in the blood of Jesus Christ. It is Christ that sets us free.
Ndipo masulidwe ipange kwa Yesu Khristu, ndipo ndi Khristu amene ipanga ife kuti masulidwe.
And from today forward, I've got no any other message but Christ, the blood. The blood of Jesus cleans me, purifies me, sanctify me, changes me.
I am what I am
because of the blood of Jesus. That's why it's not me, it's not my good works, but it's what Christ has done.
And
I've got any other message to speak, to preach, but Christ and Him crucified. When I said Christ and Him crucified, I mean the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on the tree.
Ndipoti akamba Yesu Kristu wabatikidwayo, ukamba sa Yesu mwasi umene abakidwa pa mtanda.
If you are one of them, thank God.
Neruli mmodzi mwa iwo, yamika Mulungu.
If you are one of them, sing songs of joy and celebrate the death of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Ndipoti mmodzi mwa iwo, imba nyimbo za chimwemwe.
We rejoice in the death of Jesus Christ. We rejoice in the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. We rejoice because our sins have been. I'm no more sinful because of the blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Title of the message of today is the blood, the only blood of Jesus Christ. The only blood of Jesus Christ. Let us look to God in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you this time because of making it possible that we meet together and celebrate the death of our Lord Jesus Christ, the crucifixion. Thank God because of your salvation. Thank God because of your blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary. That makes me to be reconciled, to be drawn to you, Father God. Without it, I'm very sinful and wretched. Without it, I'm hopeless. Thank glory and honor be unto you, Father, for making it possible that I should be one of the partakers of your kingdom, not because of my good works, but because of whatever you have done. We pray because of each and everybody, even our fellow brothers that are expected to meet in time to come, whereby Brother Ken will preach and meet with the people, uphold them, uphold him with your grace, so that he might continue preaching the gospel of Christ, the crucified one, the only message that have been sent for until the elect. It is in the name of Jesus that we worship and bless and exalt and celebrate Christ, the crucified one, we pray. Amen.